You're listening to Valley of Praise on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Welcome back to the Valley of Praise right here on the Adventist World Radio, powered by the SID Media. Well, today we're diving into the world of vitamins, specifically vitamin B and the vitamin B complex. And we have got Dr. Mbofu on the line joining us to help break it down all. And first things first, let's do it the African way. Good morning to you, Dr. Mbofu.
Good morning, Tom Sanga. Good morning to your listeners. It's a pleasure to be here.
Thank you very much. We're happy to have you on the show. Now, Dr. Mbofu, let's quickly get into it. There's so many vitamins, B, A, what, E, D. I don't know whether someone was using vowels only. What exactly is vitamin B and why is it so important for our health?
Okay, vitamin B. Yes, as you say, is one of the many vitamins. You know, you've got vitamin A, vitamin B, C, D, E, K, and so on.
Right.
The broad classification that we have, we've got what are called fat-soluble vitamins, water-soluble vitamins, but I think it's not important for our discussion. So vitamin B falls amongst those that are called water-soluble vitamins. And unlike the other vitamins, vitamin B has got many components.
Right.
Previously, there were 12. Okay. Vitamin B1, B2, up to
12.
B12. Yes, but some have been removed from the list when it was discovered that they were not truly vitamins. They were other types of molecules.
Okay.
So now we have we've got 8 of them.
All right.
So you'll see that there are gaps as B1, B2, B3, but we don't have B4. We don't have B10. We don't have B8. We don't have B11.
Okay.
Those are some of the vitamins that have been removed.
Okay.
But it's a group of vitamins that work together, mainly in helping the body to process the food into the energy that is needed by the body.
Okay.
Yes.
So you said they are soluble. I think the word that I had, soluble, what does that mean for a general person like me?
Okay, it simply means it dissolves. So if you say water soluble, it means it dissolves in water.
All right. Okay.
Yes.
And why are they important to our health? Because I've heard that when you get in, and this is something that somebody was saying to me, and this person was saying to me, you are over 40, you need a lot of vitamin B, especially vitamin B3. And I was curious to say, why are these things important to me?
Yes, the vitamin B group is very central to the chemical processes in the body. Firstly, in the production of energy. You know, when we eat our food, we need to turn that into the form that the body can use as fuel.
Yeah.
So vitamins do that. They are so important for the development of our nerves.
Yeah.
You know, the peripheral nerves, spinal cord, the brain. Oh. So it means everything that has got to do with that. Nerves, they are also involved. They're involved in skin health. They are involved in eye health, in our nails, and also the growth, you know, cell division. You know, our body is maintained by dividing cells.
Oh.
While old ones die and new ones are produced.
So that's quite a critical element of our health. And maybe later on I'll just quickly want us to touch on vitamin B3, but let's look at this one. They say I've heard people say there's vitamin B, then there's vitamin B complex. How is it different from just taking a single B vitamin? What's the difference? Why is it one called is called vitamin B and then there's vitamin B complex? What's the difference right there?
Yeah, the difference is that vitamin B, like we've alluded before, is not a single vitamin.
Right.
It's got these 8 components.
Mm-hmm.
So medically or Chemically speaking, if you just say vitamin B, then you're expected to then specify which one of those classes you are talking about. So medications, they say vitamin B complex. It means we are taking all those components together into the same medication. But if you want a specific component of that, for instance, this vitamin B6, you can get vitamin B6 tablets, you can get vitamin B1 tablets, and so on. Yeah, so complex, it means that they are all put together.
Okay. I thought as much, but I just needed your medical confirmation right there. And looking at it, so let's quickly break down before we maybe. Okay, are there any specific foods that are rich in vitamin B? And do we get enough from our daily diets if we're eating those foods?
Yes, we actually have quite a list of foods that act as sources of vitamin B. Depending on which component you're talking about, the foods would differ. They will range from whole grains, legumes, we're talking of beans, peas, our seeds, but a lot of them come from animal sources, from milk, from eggs, from meat, red meat, poultry, fish, eggs, and so on. So if one has a diet that is comprised of all those things, then they may get enough vitamin B, although we might need to put a rider there also. To say sometimes you may take enough in the food, but you may not be able to absorb it into the body. That can also result in a deficiency.
Yeah, now you've just complicated the discussion for me. What do you mean you may not be able to absorb? And I've heard this. Does it mean that you need to eat them with digestive enzymes or what?
The process of getting the food from our gut or our GIT tract, it also is an active process. So which means there are some chemical processes that have to take place for the food to leave the gut and enter the cells and find its way to where it's supposed to be utilized. So sometimes those factors are lacking that help to make the vitamin cross over from the gut into the bloodstream. So one may eat enough of it, but it also comes the other end because it has not been taken into the body.
So does it also indicate some sort of deficiency because it's trying to cross over? It does it maybe indicate there's another problem that you need to be dealing with?
Yes, that means that there's a problem that we has to be dealt with to enable the body to be able to absorb from the food that we eat into the bloodstream.
And that it's not just generic. It would need you to check from one person to the other.
Yes, most of the time we discover that problem when someone comes in to the doctor and then they discover that there's a deficiency, and then you want to find out where is the deficiency coming from. Is the intake inadequate, or they are taking adequate food but it's not getting into the bloodstream, and then the treatments are tailored accordingly.
And now earlier on, when I asked you the types of foods, you mentioned milk, eggs, and meat, and I became very worried when you said that. What about the vegetarian, my vegetarian friends? Doesn't that put them at a disadvantage, especially the vegan, the vegans who then say, "I don't eat any animal products."
Yes, you are right there. They are the group that is at the highest risk of suffering from vitamin B complex deficiencies, because a lot of the vitamins come from animal sources. So vegans especially are at the highest risk amongst that subgroup. So they may need to really pay attention to their vitamin intake. They have to take supplements if they are to avoid suffering from diseases associated with vitamin B deficiency.
And oh yeah, it's a tough one. But what are the signs of vitamin B deficiency?
All right, so because of the different components doing slightly different work in the body, the disease entities are varied. Maybe if I can go just roughly over the list of the diseases. For instance, B1, you get things like muscle weakness, memory loss, and poor nerve function, and a very serious disease called beriberi. B2 deficiency. We are also looking at problems with the upper part of the digestive tract in the mouth, in the throat. You get ulcers and skin issues. B3, you've got what is called pellagra, which is also a serious condition if untreated. B5 will give you things like depression, fatigue. B6 will affect your nerve function. B7 will have hair issues, nail issues, but depression also, memory issues. B9, you can talk of anemia. You can have, in pregnant ladies have to get these supplements because it affects the health of the unborn child. They may actually be born with neurological birth defects. And of course, B12 has got maybe the most complex disease processes that range from the outside, that is a peripheral nervous system, all the way to the brain, affecting cognitive function. One can really lose their mind, the deficiency of vitamin B12.
Dr. Mpofu, you've just your you say one can lose their mind if there's a serious deficiency in that. For me, that actually says vitamin B is quite important.
It is important. It is essential. The body needs it, for the life maintaining processes to take place.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.